This is A Musician's Life. I'm Tracy Tannenbaum with Suzanne Vega.
I feel that the work I've done is really good. I feel that there's a handful of songs on each album that consistently comes through. So I feel like a person with a very rich catalog with maybe two sort of cherries on the top.
The two cherries would be Luca and Tom's Diner from her 1987 album Solitude Standing. Those Billboard-topping songs propelled the New York-based folky into the mainstream. But for Vega, self-expression has always trumped mass appeal, as she's sustained a career around her cerebral lyrics, hushed vocals, and character-driven songs.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor.
I didn't really start performing regularly until I was 20, and then got a record deal when I was 24. And then suddenly everything took off like a rocket, and that was a little hard to keep in perspective because I was basically the same person, dressing more or less the same way. I think maybe I'd gotten that new wave haircut or something that everybody had back then, but it was mostly the same songs. And suddenly I went from like, no, no thank you, no, we don't do this kind of music, to a person with a record deal, and then suddenly I was selling millions of records. So it was a little bewildering because I felt that I myself had not changed, but somehow the perception of myself had changed. I was confused by how I found myself responding to other people. You know, the fact is that people will always question whatever it is that you're doing, however you look, you know, if you're very thin, if you're heavier, if you wear black or you don't wear black, or you have your hair a certain way. Everyone wants to know, why do you have it this particular way? And you start to second guess yourself.
Today I small blue thing, like a marble or an eye. I'd like to help you, doctor, yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more, but blood makes noise.
Do you labor over your lyrics?
Yeah, I work on them. It means a lot to me to say exactly what I mean. And the other thing is that once I write a song, I'm pretty much committed to it, and I'll stand on a stage and sing it for the rest of my life. So I want to be really careful what I'm saying, and if I say something that's either incorrect or not true or boring or just fake, you know, I'd rather not sing it.
So having said that, are there any songs that you find yourself coming back to again and again because the words feel good in your mouth when you're performing them?
Yeah, sure. The song Caramel is like that for me. It's just a very smooth, silky kind of song, and I get a lot of pleasure out of singing it.
It won't do to dream of caramel, to think of cinnamon and long for you.
My last album, which was called Songs in Red and Gray, had about three songs on there that were about the divorce that I was going through. And I don't really like personal albums, and I didn't like having a personal album out and having people ask me all those personal questions. So I think that already in my mind at that point, I think I had already started thinking, oh, I'd like to write some more songs about New York because New York is always inspiring me. But then after 9/11 happened, you know, it was such a huge event, I wanted to kind of grapple with it in my own way.
Thick with ghosts, the wind whips round in circuitry, carrying words as strangers exchange pleasantries.
Well, you say you wanted to write an album that wasn't as personal, but you do have quite a few songs on this one that are. I'm thinking.
Yeah, they've turned out to be. I feel that when I write something and I put it on an album, you know, a song like As You Are Now, which I wrote for my daughter, it means a lot to me to think that any mother could sing that to her child.
I will treasure all your teeth, your laughter and the pearls beneath.
Well, there is a universality to the song, but it was written for her, and I'm wondering what her reaction was.
Well, I write quite a few songs for her, and she takes it in stride. I think she likes it well enough, although she feels that the teeth and hair part are kind of creepy, and she told me that her friends thought it was kind of creepy, too. Even some journalists have said, oh my God, you really save her teeth? And I don't think it's that creepy. I have them all in a little tiny plastic container. Actually, Ruby's first comment was, you have my teeth, because, of course, I had told her that the Tooth Fairy had them. So I had to hastily blurt out that the Tooth Fairy gave them to me to hold.
Suzanne Vega's latest album is called Beauty and Crime. For 88.5 XPN, I'm Tracy Tannenbaum.